This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
Interesting.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What is the last thing you can remember before the event occurred?
Take two. Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, an HM bonus edition of the program. My name's Will Coons. It's Monday, December 11, 2023. I do have a tasty cup of something special here tonight. Yes, I've been searching all over for one of these. If you're into booze as much as I am, you may have been familiar with Blanton's, or are familiar with Blanton's. Very coveted beverage. I've never seen, this is the Canadian whiskey edition. Look at that beautiful little moose on top of there. Adorable. This is Caribou Crossing. It is it's a product of Canada. It says it's Canadian whiskey. Now, you know how I feel about Canada, but I am a sucker for what they call a tater. This is one of those ones that usually aren't very good, but they sell very well, and I just wanted a bottle, and thanks to Whiskey Willie's out in Tampa, I finally got one, and it's fine. Let's try it. Yeah. Yeah. Canadian whiskey, man. I know there's some good ones out there, but this is not one of them. Kind of tastes like nail polish remover, how that smells. By the way, if you're watching this, obviously you can see what I'm doing. If you're listening on podcast, you cannot. So you might want to check out willsyoutube.com. And if you're listening or watching on YouTube, maybe you want to do audio only on the go, HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Subscribe to both. I would say subscribe to both. Give them both thumbs up. 5 stars. Hit the bell. Tell your friends. I'm without a job right now, really, kind of. So I'm going to be here, I guess, a lot more often for like another week. And then I'm shutting her down, boy, shutting her down, taking some time off. I've already took some time off, as you may know, but it's been a crazy month for a lot of different reasons. Out of town, traveling all over the place. Just got back from North Carolina. I'll have more on that on Wednesday when I talk to Anna. That'll be our final live stream of the year this Wednesday, about 4 p.m., I suppose. And then, you know, in 2023, you got to see what happens with that. I don't know. I'm starting a new job. You know, Anna's pressed for time. So hopefully we can make something work to continue that. But I don't know. This may be the end of everything. I don't know. But I'll still be here occasionally, no matter what. I still have the YouTube channel. But anyway, enough of that. Follow me on social, home_made_man, 813-693-2124. That's a voice and text line, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com, home_made_man, right there. Boom. Get it. Subscribe, Twitter X, Instagram, and follow me over there for fun stuff. HMB Radio on Facebook, if you're feeling very generous. Will Coons on Venmo. And let's get to it, man. Let's get to it. It's the end of the year. All these crazy lists are coming out about things that were in 2023. It's a very exciting time. If you like top 10 lists, as everybody does, everybody's curious. I ordered from DoorDash this past weekend. DoorDash reveals top ordered food for 2023. Now, I've trashed these services. I said I don't trust them. I've seen reports about how these drivers go through and eat some of your orders or do other stuff to them. There was a story of the man who was putting his special sauce on a woman's food and she ate it. if you recall, a few weeks ago. So yeah, I'm not too keen on these services because I know what the general populace is like. I know what they're capable of. And let's just say that if it were up to me, these people would be dealt with accordingly. If you catch my drift, what does that mean? I don't know. But I'm not a fan, but I was kind of desperate because I was running behind on Sunday. I had a few things to catch up on, you know, day job work wise. So I'm working on a Sunday and I'm counting down. It's freaking almost game time. The Bucks are playing at one. It's a big game versus the Falcons of Atlanta. And I'm going, I don't have time. I haven't eaten anything yet. Like, what am I going to do? First of all, let me tell you this. And I don't know if it's just me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. So if that's the case, I'm sorry to the people I'm about to scream at and yell at and say mean things to. Maybe it's my fault, but I don't think so. So I have a cable subscription. I don't have a cable subscription. My parents have a cable subscription that they don't use streaming on. So my father was nice enough to give me a sign in so I could stream stuff. I don't watch TV. I have no interest in sitcoms or anything like that. Even the good ones. You got to watch this show. No, thank you. I don't want to. I don't have time for that. And I don't want to. It's garbage. I guarantee you it's garbage. Oh, I love it. I know. That's partially why I don't want to watch it. But listen, I know that there's probably good stuff out there. I just have no interest in that, especially what's on cable, you know. But one of the benefits of having this sign-in is that you have access to Fox, NBC, ESPN, CBS, right? And because football games are on those stations. And I do like to watch football on occasion, especially if the Bucks are playing. So I tune into my Fox app. I go there first because it's an NFC game. Nope, it's not. The game's not on there. What the fart? Where is it then? Okay, it's on CBS. That's weird. I thought CBS was AFC. So I'm going, okay, well, I'll head over to my CBS app. Let me check if I'm signed in. Yes, I'm signed in under my father's name. I'm ready to go. Let's watch it. Let's watch some football, baby. I click on the screen, and the screen goes, no, sorry. You're not authorized to watch this with your current plan. You got to get Paramount Plus. You can try it for free today. No, thanks. No, I don't. What are you talking about? I have a CBS app. Through a cable subscription. The game is on cable, on basic cable, on CBS right now. I'm pretty sure I could even get it with an antenna. Now I have to have not only a cable subscription, but a Paramount Plus subscription to watch football? What? This makes no sense. So I find a way around that. Let's just say I have my ways. And it's much easier. It may not be the most ethical way, but it got the job done. I tried to do it the legal way, the ethical way, and it let me down. So I find it other way, and I'm starving now. The game's already started. It's halfway through the first quarter, and I'm not going to, okay, I guess I can wait till halftime, go grab something. I have no food in my house. I'm not buying food now. It's the end of the year. There's holiday parties. I'm out of town. Like, there's just too much stuff going on. I'm not buying food. So, well, I'll buy food that's already made. I'm not going to like grocery shop that type of thing and have a storage of food around this time because people are going to give you food, holiday parties. You know, I know the deal here. I've done it every year, thrown away stuff. I know. So I go, okay, well, I don't want to, this is a good game here. I don't want to, you know, risk missing more than I already have. Halftime's what, 20 minutes? I don't know if I'm going to be able to sneak out, get back before, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to order DoorDash and risk somebody eating or putting extra stuff, sauce on my food. I'm going to risk it because I feel like I have no other choice. Of course, I did have other choices, but at that time I felt like, no, I have no other choice. So I ordered DoorDash And I got to say, really good. I was very surprised because I've had experiences with burrito restaurants that are owned by McDonald's recently where there was a piece of chewed up steak in my queso. That was this meal was made by a sloth man who moved as slow as I've ever seen anybody move. It was comically slow. And I know that he chewed up steak and put it in my queso. I could just tell. I could just tell by looking at him. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes you should, because oftentimes you're right. And I will not be going back to that place anymore. So I'm dubious. I have many bad experiences with restaurants in the post-COVID era. I prefer to just make my own food now. But again, I was out of time. So I ordered from DoorDash a nice Indian restaurant, which I felt was dangerous as it is. Then it turns out that the app, I assumed this would be within like a certain parameter. It was all the way up in Safety Harbor. It took like 50 minutes or an hour to get there. And I'm like, I don't even know if I tipped this guy enough, you know, who's bringing the food. I don't want him to, you know, put sauce on my food from his body. I don't want to piss him off. And he's driving a long way. I want to give him, you know, extra tip. But I think I just did the 15%, which is probably too low. But I didn't know it was in Safety Harbor, so I felt bad. But even the trip from Safety Harbor down to Pinellas Park, I got to say food was good. I mean, it was a little sweaty from being in the boxes, but they did a good job of tying it up, wrapping it in plastic. So it was kind of like not tamper-proof, but pretty good. You know, like I think I would be able to tell if the guy put special sauce on the food. At least most of the items that were ordered. Some of them, I don't know. I'll just have to hope that there was nothing in there. Kind of a creepy dude that dropped him off, but you know, she was nice, said enjoy. I mean, okay, I hope you didn't make special sauce in my food. Please, thank you, happy holiday. I'm sorry I only tipped you 50%. If I would have known it was this far, I would have done 20. I'm sorry. I love you. And but it was really good. So shout out to, I don't even know where it is, some Indian place in Safety Harbor. So if you're ever up that way, look up Little, I think it's called Little India. Some variation of that. So if you want to check them out, you should do that. So again, pleasantly surprised about the DoorDash items that I received and was very happy with it. But I don't like to do it too often because it's scary for all the reasons that we just talked about. Now, a lot of people do DoorDash, though. They do it a lot. I don't know how they afford it, but they somehow do. And one of the fun things for 2023 is they do their trend reports. The company, which celebrated its 10th anniversary in 2023, shared which foods were most ordered throughout the year, with the top orders, along with the top orders from 2013, the year the company was founded. The report showed the following top 10 DoorDash items for 2023. This isn't restaurants. This is just items. I'm shocked with some of these. Starting with number 10. Number 10, fried rice. Okay, not too bad. I mean, Chinese, yeah, that's kind of a classic to-go item. I get that. Number 9, Cobb salads. What restaurants have Cobb salads? I feel like that's kind of a specialty item, but that was number 9. Number 8, traditional wings. That makes sense. Football, Sunday, stuff like that. Number 7, chips and queso. Again, same theme. Number 6, pepperoni pizza. Yes, makes sense. Totally. Spicy chicken sandwiches coming in at number 5. Okay. This one's interesting. Kind of going along with my thing. Garlic naan, which I did get. Garlic naan bread. Naan bread is the delicious clay pot baked bread, Indian style bread. Interesting that they were so specific. It wasn't just naan bread. And I'm not saying N-O-N, I'm saying N-A-A-N, but specifically garlic, which again, I did get on Sunday. So I thought that was interesting. Coming in at number 3, mozzarella sticks coming in at number 3. That's kind of a delicate item, because I feel like if it's in the boxes for transport have not been properly researched, or maybe they have and it's just impossible, but the food tends to sweat. So if you're getting anything fried in like aluminum foil, or I think the classic styrofoam, like that's just deadly on your fried food. It's not good. Makes it really not good. So that was number three. Chicken quesadillas was number two. Again, not just a quesadilla, a chicken quesadilla. I think that's interesting. And number one, you know, again, with the fried food, fries. Fries are the worst takeout item. Even if you're going around a corner, even if you got a McDonald's around your house, around a corner from your house or your apartment or your, you know, fentanyl den, wherever you live, if it's around the corner and you're getting some sort of takeout box of fries. Now, I'm typically, you know, the fast food places have open air, which I think is better. Then you just run the risk of cold fries. However, if it's a DoorDash, obviously they want to wrap them up nice and tight so your driver's not chowing down on your fries. But if you have any, like, 5 minutes in a styrofoam container, it's done. I mean, your fries are toast. You can't reheat fries. Even the air fryer doesn't do a great job at fries. I'm starting to admit that. I just said, oh, you put them in the air fryer, you're all good. No, they're not as good. It's not the same. I've seen that you can do them like in a pan too. I haven't done that, and I've seen that for pizza, and that seems pretty good. Like a good idea for pizza, and put it in a pan, and then you know, putting a little olive oil in there and crisp it up. You know, melt the cheese, put a lid on there. And I guess you could do that with fries too, but I guarantee you it's 50% at best. There is no good way to transport fries. You want to take your fries home with you? No. You get a burger, you're out to, you're at Applebee's or something, and you got these delicious fries in front of you, and you eat your burger, you got like, you know, half your fries left. No, you don't take them home. They're dead. They have a very short lifespan. Very short lifespan. It's not worth taking home. They're always crap. You always just end up eating them cold, and you just go, ah, this sucks. And then you finish them. I mean, I think everybody does that. They don't like them, but they finish them anyways because, you know, they're still fries. Even bad fries are still fries. But, you know, I've heard that said about pizza, too, and I think that's true about pizza. Bad pizza is still pizza, but it's just not worth it. Don't take your fries home. Don't do it. If they're on your plate for more, in fact, eat your fries first. If you get your burger or your sandwich or whatever and you get fries, just eat your fries first. Take your sandwich home. That's the key. You're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting nice, hot fries with a nice catsup. Scoop it up. Some people like malt vinegar. That's disgusting. It smells. I hate vinegar. Malt vinegar's gross. But some people like them. Weird people like them. I think ketchup is the preferred sauce. Barbecue sauce is good, too, to dip a fry in, depending on the cut and the flavoring. That's always good. And, I mean, barbecue sauce is just spicy ketchup anyways. So it's basically the same thing. Mayonnaise, you need mental help if you're dipping your fries in mayonnaise. That's not acceptable. I've done like blue cheese or ranch. That's really pushing it, but I can understand it. It is borderline psychopathy, but, you know, I understand it. Everybody gets a little crazy sometimes, including me. So I get it. But yeah, fries suck most of the time. That's a pretty controversial statement, I think. A lot of people are going to be mad about that. French fries suck. Tater tots, way better. Onion rings, better. Fries, now you got a bunch of different variety of fry. Checkers fries, phenomenal. McDonald's fries out of the fryer in the first 2 minutes, great. After that, nasty crap. Disgusting. And they don't biodegrade, by the way. The tater tot is the supreme tater of the bunch. Leave your comments below. I said it, and I'll stand by it. Leave your comments. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. TheOmadeBroadcast@gmail.com. Yeah, you can even email me for potato talk. I don't have anything to do at night. I'm just hanging out. So, yeah, you can do that. Do we want to get into 2013s? Okay, we'll just do it real quick. Number 10 in 2013, when the company first started, number 10 was pita. Number 9 was tacos. Number 8, grilled cheese sandwiches. Okay, hummus, guacamole, sweet potato fries, very specific. Cobb salads, again. Is everybody eating Cobb salads? What's the deal? What's the deal with Cobb salad delivery? Tomato bisque soup. That's a bizarre one. Soup in general is, that's weird. Pork pot stickers, number 2. And number 1, Chipotle chicken sandwiches. Wasn't this one spicy chicken in 2023? What's Chipotle chicken sandwich? I don't know what that is. But the food quality has gone downhill quite a bit. And I understand the rage. I told you about my experience with speaking of Chipotle chicken sandwiches, part of that word and thing is part of a restaurant that I ordered at where a man spit chewed up steak in my queso and I ate some of it. But I understand people's anger. Now, I don't know if it's the corporation's fault. I don't know if it's people who are working at these places and they're just like, not that there was a stellar, what's the word I'm looking for? A stellar, I don't know, track record for fast food workers. I know some of them are very good, but it's always been kind of like, like, I don't want to be a classist here because I don't like that, but it's usually people who, you know the trope, okay? Don't make me say it. You know what I'm talking about. It used to be children that worked there, and then all of a sudden adults started working there and are demanding $25 an hour. So that happened. And the food's gotten worse since COVID. And I think part of it, what it is, is that the economy is so bad now that it's forcing people who normally wouldn't work to work. They just have to. They're like, I've looted every store in California. I just got to go get a job. It's too exhausting. The robbing is too much of a job. I'd rather go work at Panda Express and just, you know, earn a wage there. And people that are working there, you know, again, not the brightest. Okay, I'm sorry. And like, I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's a corporation, I don't know if it's a people, but people are getting mad about the food service. You shouldn't. I've seen people get attacked at these things. And that's the other thing. It's not only the people that work at the restaurants, it's the people who go to the restaurants too, are not stellar human beings, a lot of them, including myself, apparently. I'm learning a lot about myself here tonight. A man is accused of stabbing a Panda Express employee and punching another worker in Missouri over the quality of his food. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office has charged Philip Pearson. Here he is. There he is. That's him. Looks like a reasonable guy. He's very passionate about his Chinese food. He punched a lady in the head around 4 p.m., odd time to eat. It's not really lunch. It's not really dinner. Like, you're going to ruin your dinner if you're eating at 4 p.m., Philip. Shouldn't do that. You're not going to be hungry at 6 or 7 whenever you eat. They said they found a man who works at the restaurant stabbed in the back. Witnesses told police that Pearson got into an argument with employees over his food and then punched a female employee in the head. The restaurant's manager and male employee were able to get Pearson outside. Person outside. Is his name Person? Philip Person. Interesting. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, later released. Officers stopped and arrested Person after he drove off in a work truck. So he was at work with the branding on it and was like, I'm going to stab. Like, everybody's terrible. I'm sorry what I said about workers at these establishments. Everybody's garbage. Everybody's garbage. This guy, I don't know, a work truck. I'm assuming he did some sort of manual labor. Mr. Person here. And man, dark days ahead. But you know what? I got to be honest, Philip. I understand. The quality of the food is not acceptable. You're right. And maybe some of these people need a little, you know, shake their cage a little bit. Get with it. But I don't know. Can you stab somebody in the back for bad Kung Pao chicken? I don't think so. But anyway, I mean, this is, I guess it's Food Monday. We had Foodie Friday. Now we're doing Food Monday here. No, this won't be a running bit. It just so happened to come across like this. And people love top 10 lists. So I thought, why not? Let's do the top 10 DoorDash items. I got to say, I think I might order DoorDash again. It was really expensive, though. That was the other thing. It's like $60 for me, which is too much. I did get a lot of food, though, and that's what I had. That was like my whole day worth of food. I went all the way into the evening. But anyway, I feel bad for disrespecting people and their conditions. And I just want everybody to know that everybody's garbage. Everybody's trash, including me and including you. Everybody, I'll see you in hell, okay? And I guess we'll talk tomorrow with some new episode, vid, podcast, HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app, willsyoutube.com. Again, subscribe, share it with a friend, and, you know, leave your comments below and text me and all that stuff. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.